Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am back from the Hall & Oates concert.
Ooh, you just got back?
Well, I knew you were nervous whether I was going to make it in or not today because I was going to be partying all night with my friends, Hall & Oates.
70-year-olds don't party all night.
I found that out yesterday. I found that out.
Great time?
So, I had a great time because my wife and I went with another couple that we know. And then sitting also next to us was Will Manso from Channel 10 and Giselle. And so we had fun. And I had not been to the newly redesigned Hard Rock Live. You know, after they made all the changes, made the Guitar Hotel, and they changed Hard Rock Live, I hadn't seen a concert there. It's a gorgeous facility.
Wow. I haven't been there either. It's nice.
It's gorgeous. And but, you know, I said to Solana when I got here today, because you remember Solana and his girlfriend. Solana's 27. How old's Valentina?
27.
27. They were originally supposed to go with me and Lori. We ended up, because they bailed on us, mm-hmm. We ended up taking these friends of ours who are more our age. And I said to Solana when I got here, thank God you did not come to that concert with us last night, because I wouldn't have been able to look at you in the eyes and you wouldn't have believed what you had seen. And because they do happen to be Hall & Oates, 70 and 73 respectively. Now, you would not know it by looking at Hall. Mm-hmm. You'd know it by listening to him, though, which is the main part of the concert.
Did they stay in a 4-foot box the whole time?
They don't move much.
Mm-hmm.
They don't move much.
I know 70-year-olds. Yeah, they're not very agile.
Yeah. Now, I'm telling you, this Hall's hair, oh, I mean, I would have given anything to have that hair when I was 18.
You can have it. That was made by a doctor.
Is it, that is his real hair.
Is it black?
It is bright blonde. It so may not be the real color.
But that's his hair.
That is his hair. And man, does he flaunt it. He's always putting his hands through it.
Every follicle.
I am telling you.
Every follicle.
That is his hair.
Look at you. You're still going for that, huh?
But the problem was, for me, you know, the crowd, it was old.
What?
And I still, like, it's still hard for me to, like, in my mind, like, Squeeze was the opening act. And I never even got to see Squeeze when I was in high school when I was listening to them. And then, you know, the lead singer of Squeeze, he's 64, and he looks 64. And the people that were at the concert, you know, I was young when Squeeze was popular.
You were the puppy at the concert?
So the people that were really there, like,
you were the catch?
It was interesting.
People were jealous of Lori?
Daryl Hall can't hold a note the way that he used to. And he's got a fabulous voice, but he doesn't have it anymore.
So had
a fabulous voice. So he couldn't hit the high notes. And then he couldn't hold long notes. So at some points during a lot of songs, he just didn't sing. Like, I mean, it was known as, we know all the songs. We knew when you were supposed to sing and when you weren't.
Did he pump his fist?
No fist pumping.
Like, what did he do when the note was supposed to be held?
I'll show you some video. It was interesting. It was an interesting night. I will tell you, and I tweeted it out, I think the most successful duo in the house was Hall & Oates. The most productive duo in the house last night was Will Manso and Giselle. So, you know.
Well, you were next to him.
Yeah, so.
You had the seat of the house.
Yeah, so. Anyway, I mean, you know, great place to see a show. It was just a little, like, yeah, at some point you got to read the room and maybe, you know, you talk about it in the world of athletics. Like, mm-hmm. At some point you may not be able to make that cut in the way that you were able to make it. Hall can't hit the cut anymore.
He's not going to make the team.
He's you said sometimes it's okay to start running. It's the stopping that really wakes you up. He ain't stopping.
You know, the honesty is very refreshing to me.
Well, I mean, honestly, thank God Solana bailed, because he would have had material on me for 10 years. For 10 years. I would have had to take him to a Steve Aoki concert. I would have had to go to Burning Man just to get the taste out of the mouth. Oh, my God. It was funny, man. Like, I was full house. There was not a single open seat in that place.
I haven't been to the new, because I know they, I don't know how many
they
hold. I
think it holds about 4,000 or 5,000. Yeah.
And it was packed. That's
oh,
good.
Packed. Oh, they can. I mean, yeah. If you go, I have video on my Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. And I also posted a little thread on Twitter. It's Mark Hockman on Twitter. And there's video, you know, attached to both of them. So you can see a little bit of what I was talking about.
Anybody die?
But Solana was surprised by looking at the videos that nobody was standing, right?
Standing?
Solana was like, nobody seemed to be standing or dancing.
I've never been to a concert where everybody, because I get it, like, you're sitting in the nosebleeds or whatever, you're sitting in the second level, you're not near the stage, so you're not dancing. But in Hawk's video, you can see the people who are in, like, general admission, the people who are close to the stage, everybody's sitting. I've never been to a concert where everybody in the house is sitting.
Cartilage wears down at about 60.
Not only are people sitting, but many of them are wearing compression socks.
They gotta circulate. There was some missing feet in that venue.
Also, there's no general admission at a Hall & Oates show. The people in front of the stage, that's not GA, Solana. People are paying hefty price to get up there. It's not. I like that you think the little pit in front of the stage is like standing room only GA. No, those are seats.
So and confused. I mean, why
you can see the people in GA. No, there's no general admission. Yeah, the doors opened and Matilda ran to get the spot right in front of the stage.
But there wasn't one song. Like Hall & Oates doesn't have one song.
Yeah, there were times where everyone jumped up and
everyone.
Everyone. The reason that I didn't.
Everyone.
I didn't.
You can't say everyone.
I didn't. The reason that I didn't post video anytime people were standing was because I hate looking at concert videos where everyone's standing and you can't see. So I actually was waiting for, like, Sarah Smiles, a slow song. But when they did Rich Girl, here's the thing. Like, they would come out and, you know, like, see if you can find Rich Girl back there. Hall & Oates, Rich Girl. Because it starts, I think, with a little keyboard and stuff. And they go into that, and it's like, oh, my God, they're doing Rich Girl. And everybody stands up. But then he can't sing it, so then you just kind of slump back into your seat. You're like, oh.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far.
Oh, so,
you
know,
so first, before anyway, he sang You're a Rich Girl, he started with the keyboard. Dun, 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 dun. And then all of a sudden he's like, you're a rich girl. No, you don't. Wait. You know? Just, he couldn't do it. And the thing is, like, I've seen Barry Manilow before. Barry Manilow cannot hit the notes anymore either. But he doesn't look like he should be able to, because he looks plastic and, like, you know what I mean? Like, you could tell that he is holding on and he's trying hard. Hall really looks spry. Hair looks good. He dresses still like a rocker. Like, you know, he's got this vibe. but then he can't sing. And so it's a very, very, very deceptive.
I almost feel bad for you. I plan on making fun of you, but like this is. This
I loved is, it. No, listen.
This is when I saw Zach Thomas playing for the Chiefs, and yeah, I was like, yeah, yeah. That's not
right.
Zach.
I loved it, though. I loved seeing Squeeze. Again, I wanted to see them in high school, and that was 1985, mm-hmm. and I never got to see them in high school. I got to see them in 2021, and I loved it. It was great. That was very enjoyable for me. I had seen Hall & Oates before, and they're excellent performers. They're the greatest selling duo of all time. That was not an A-plus performance. If I was grading them out, if I was Omar Kelly giving them a grade, it was like a D. It just, they fell off. Now, I don't know if it was one bad night, but it was just, you know, rough.
He didn't even try to sing the words?
Oh, he tried. And then he would get pissed because I would look at the, you know, the camera was closed in on his face. And he would look off to the side. And I couldn't tell if he was angry at the sound people. Like, I didn't really know if he was angry at something that was going on. But he was angry part of the night. He'd make a face. And then he'd make like a hand signal like he was calling an audible. Then he'd be quiet. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
He wanted to do karaoke.
I don't know. He loved when the crowd was singing along. But he wasn't fooling us. We were just helping him out.
But we've seen it. We saw Shaq in Phoenix. We see it. Like, and you just accept
it. I know.
Have you accepted it now?
No, I'll go back and see them again when they come around. And
a year from now.
Yeah.
Same venue.
I have done that with Barry Manilow for 5 years. Barry Manilow, 5 years ago, I saw the farewell tour. And he ended the farewell tour by saying, "See you next year, Fort Lauderdale." And I said, "Huh, I think I may have been duped here." And then I walk out and I say to my wife and our friends, I go, we cannot do that again because that was painful. And then the moment he announces the show, I'm like, "Hey, Manilow's back. Manilow's back. Get on the site. Let's go. Let's get some tickets." So, yeah, I'll be back. I'll go wherever Hall & Oates goes.
What? You're a real fan. Good or bad?
Or a sucker.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say that. True fan, man. Let's stick with true fan.
What a night. What a night. Thank God Solana wasn't there. What a night. I save face. Go ahead. Let's get headlines here with Solana. We do have a lot of stuff to get to today, a lot of sports stuff to get to today. On the program, Mike Cugno from CBS4. We'll talk some Dolphins and Jacoby with him. Don Bailey Jr., he always joins us on Thursdays. We'll give him some funny lines to work into the Central Connecticut broadcast, and we'll ask him about the Hurricanes. Solana is traveling to Vegas this weekend, so we will give him the places that he needs to go and see, because you and I are Vegas veterans, mm-hmm. and we'll get to our Dolphins question of the day, all the other stuff. So let's get headlines here real quick with Alejandro Solana.
The Hawk and Crowder Show is sponsored by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. These headlines, sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade, with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at GulfMiamiDade.com. Florida Panthers training camp begins today.
Yeah, how about that?
Their first preseason game, Sunday, 2 p.m.
That's wild. That's wild.
Is this because of COVID stuff? Or this
no,
is normal?
They're back on the schedule. Because remember, the season start, the Heat too, the Heat have their media day on Monday. The Heat will start in October, but all the training camp starts this is we're already there.
Our time of year.
Inter Miami, they lost 5-1 to Nashville FC yesterday.
What happened there? I was at the Hall & Oates concert. I saw a lot of angry tweets.
They were without Leandro Gonzalez Pires and Nico Figal, who are two of their three main defenders. And it clearly did not pay off to have two of your three best defenders out when you let in 5 goals. They've been outscored 9-1 in their last 2 home games.
All right.
They pull their goalie?
No. He was there.
Goodness gracious. He was
somebody,
there.
Somebody texts in, "I saw your Hall & Oates videos, Hawk. Solana, you dodged a bullet."
I couldn't believe it. Like, everybody, it's like if you were sitting in your on your couch at home just watching Hall & Oates on TV, mm-hmm. but you're there live in person. I don't understand why you'd be sitting. Everybody was sitting.
Such a pleasure to sit during a concert. The standing during concerts, sporting events, you can keep that.
Well, standing usually connotes excitement.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Yep, you are right.
The inaugural Formula One race in Miami will take place May 8th.
People are super excited about this.
Yeah, three-day event. It'll feature practice Friday, qualifying Saturday, and then Sunday, the F1 race.
All right.
I'm going to that.
Everyone is excited about this. Like, that's a F1 is so popular because of that Netflix series.
Told you, get into F1 on Netflix. Seriously, it's easy to watch, and it's really fun. It makes racing entertaining.
Right, because you know the personalities.
Right.
Yeah.
Marlins, they lost yesterday. They're off. And tonight, Thursday Night Football, Texans, Panthers, 8:20 p.m. It's on 790 The Ticket, starting at 8 p.m. Carolina, an 8-point favorite.
Appalachian State plays tonight, too.
Yes, they do.
Oh, coming off that game, they got swag.
Appalachian State, 7-point favorite over Marshall.
Later points, App State.
I think so, right?
I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, show a little respect to the Conference USA there, Crowder. That's Marshall you're talking about.
I never will. What conference?
Conference
never
USA.
Never mind, I never will. Conference USA.
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Called 24-7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now. Second day of fall. Tonight the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
We're counting it down, yeah?
We're keeping tabs on
counting
fall?
Counting it down. You think I'm old. You guys keeping track of how many days in fall.
How many times did that conversation happen last night? Hey, listen, you know it's the first day of fall, right?
Listen, if anybody said fall last night, EMT was going to be right there. We were calling it autumn.
Was anyone carted out? Did you see any stretchers?
I did not see any stretchers.
That's always good.
Yeah, it was. It was something. It was something.
Look at you.
It was something.
Man, I knew you'd come in bragging. This is so different for you.
Well, that was really why I wanted Solana and Valentina to go to the show with us because, you know, I want to go like, hey, look, here's some legit musicians, Hall & Oates and Squeeze, and you guys are going to, like, you're going to walk out of there, you're going to want to download all their CDs and stuff. I'm telling you, all I could think about last night was, oh, my God, thank God that Solana bailed on this show because what would I have said? Oh, did I dodge a bullet? Forget about him dodging a bullet. Oh, did I dodge a bullet?
Now we're never going to get invites to his birthday parties. There's no chance.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Cugno makes a difference. I don't know. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. Well, he is the Miami New Times Sports Broadcaster of the Year.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Toyota of Hollywood, between Hollywood and Sheridan on 441. Mike Cugno, he hosts Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4. And the Dolphins will be in Las Vegas Sunday. Jacoby Brissett, Mike, will be the starting quarterback. So, in your opinion, how does that change things?
Well, I think they first of all, thanks for that deafening silence, Crowder, when you introduced me. But I think
you're a great guy, Mike. Do you make a difference?
Did you notice that, Cugno? I thought it was a little awkward as well.
Oh. Yeah, so Jacoby,
He's rattled. You rattled him,
Sorry,
Crowder.
Mike. Sorry, Mike. I watch you, man. You know I love you to death, bro. But
you said, what exact difference does he make? It was
a question.
Kind of cut him out at his knees.
We're in the question business.
What was the question?
Love you, Mike.
Man, you rattled him. I guess the question is this, Mike. When a lot of teams, the starting quarterback gets injured, they go to the backup. Like, it would, like, had Derek Carr not played Sunday, it looks like he will. But had it been Nathan Peterman, the Raiders go, oh, we have no chance here. It's interesting with the Dolphins, because I don't think many people feel like Jacoby is that much of a downgrade, if any, from Tua at this point.
Yeah, I don't think the drop off is that great from Tua Jacoby at this point. That was part of the reason why, you know, when they went out and got him, a lot of people thought, well, this is a good move because it signals that Tua is your clear starter, but you probably have the best backup QB situation, maybe outside of Washington, in the league. So I think you feel good. I think the offense does have to change a little bit. I know Tua does a lot of the RPO stuff, and he's good at that, especially when they're kind of humming along at like an up-tempo pace. I could see Jacoby not doing that much RPO. Or as much as Tua. I think this could be like an offense where you see, or similar to maybe what we saw last year with Ryan Fitzpatrick, where he kind of gets out there and can kind of, you know, sit in the shotgun and then kind of survey the field and work from there.
And Tua got his ribs destroyed, literally. Like, they're broken right now. Yeah. And then when Jacoby got in, Mike, he was running for his life. He took off a bunch of times, moved around like, nobody's comfortable in this pocket. Has anybody addressed if they're going to make any kind of changes? Is it just getting better? Are they going to shuffle the O-line? Because we saw against a dominant defense or even good pass rushers, this line's going to struggle.
Yeah, no, you know, it's funny. That's a good question because Brian Flores kind of mentioned it yesterday without saying it, without really saying it, that it felt like open competition again on the offensive line, trying different guys in different spots. You know, I think Eichenberg was moved into guard a little bit this week. So obviously moved from tackle to guard there for him. So I think they're going to try to shuffle the deck a little bit, maybe see if something else works here. Maybe put some guys back at their natural positions. I'm not sure because there were a lot of problems. And it's not just, you know, our guys playing at a place. But, I mean, you talk about one of the hit that knocked out Tua. Jesse Davis barely even gets a hand on the guy. The second sack on Tua in the game in that first series, you think Malcolm Brown's supposed to pick up Micah Hyde, you know, coming off the edge, and he doesn't. He runs into the back of the offensive line. So it's not just the offensive line. I think it's kind of everyone on that offense to kind of know what they're supposed to be doing and picking up the right guys and just getting hands on guys. I mean, some of those sacks were bad. Now, I will say this with Jacoby. I did get this sense like, it was almost like flashing back to Big Ben, Ben Roethlisberger, back in the day when he entered the league. There was always someone who would get a hand on him. There was never the first guy that would take him down. It was always maybe the second or third guy. So I think with Jacoby's size, that could actually benefit the Dolphins and maybe keep some of these drives alive, whereas Tua, a little smaller guy, is probably going down with that first hit.
We've talked, I mean, where are we? We're Thursday already. So we've talked with a number of people this week after the Buffalo game on Sunday. Rhonda Gadsden was on with us. Will Manso was on with us. Ian Eagle was on with us yesterday.
You're listing all the guys you wanted to talk to before me. Again, just
opening acts. Just those really are all the opening acts for you. Those are all the opening acts for you, Cuño.
I come here to feel good.
But what I asked them, I'll ask you, which is, which Dolphins team that you saw do you think is closer to the real version of the Dolphins? The one that goes to New England, beats the Patriots to open the season, or the one that gets handled by Buffalo at home, can't score a point?
Ooh, that's, you know, I want to say it's the team that we saw in New England. But the problem is, if Buffalo figured something out, right, that the Dolphins couldn't account for all these guys on the line rushing at once. And it, unfortunately, it's a copycat league. So now that Buffalo has figured that out, if Miami doesn't make the right adjustment, they're going to be looking more like that team we saw this past Sunday, you know, against the Bills, unfortunately. Because the team we saw against the Patriots last week really felt a lot like last season, where you kind of drag the game in the mud, and it might be a close game, and you have a good chance. You're just putting yourself in a position to win, hope your defense bends and doesn't break. And that was what we saw against the Patriots. So now once someone figures out who you are and where your weaknesses are, other teams in the NFL tend to copy that. So if Miami doesn't make that adjustment, this it's going to look like week two and week three and week four and week five and going forward.
And, Mike, another thing, that 35-0 game, it really shouldn't have played out that way. DeVante Parker, that was the big drop with DeVante in the end zone when Jacoby first gets in. But Albert Wilson, he dropped a little out route on the 4-yard line that I believe would have been a touchdown. Jakeem Grant fumbles on the 5. I think that would have, you know, led to a touchdown drive. Are they going to learn how to catch? I don't even know how to ask this damn question.
Yeah, so you know what's disappointing about that, Channing, is all those things happened all in the same drive. Right. So like those three plays happen in, you know, consecutive fashion. And so Miami ends up and then Miami forces a turnover and they still can't get any points down there. Yeah. Malcolm Brown, you know, gets stuffed at the line and a tackle he really should have broken for one on 4th and 1. So you're looking at going into halftime maybe with a 14-7 game. That's completely different. And that's probably the most frustrating thing about the 35-0 score, because if you were really watching that game, the defense, after those first two touchdowns, played really well in that second half. They had kind of stopped the bleeding. They settled in. The shock of Tua going out had kind of dissipated, and then everyone seemed like they were clicking again. They were getting the ball to Mike Gesicki downfield. He was getting more involved. It looked like, you know, the offense of old last year with Ryan Fitzpatrick. But when they don't convert or get any points in that situation, I just think it took the wind right out of their sails, and the second half was basically a dud because of the way that second quarter ended.
Mike Cuño from CBS4 is with us. You're not going to Vegas this weekend, are you?
Oh, no. I wish.
If you had gone to Vegas, would you take a gondola ride at the Venetian with Solana?
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
We got to get Mike
I would have hung
Vegas.
Out with Solana the entire time. I would have hung out with Solana the entire weekend, whether he liked it or not.
We got to get Mike to Vegas. I have to have video of them in a gondola together going through the Venetian. What's the interest level just out of the prism of a sports anchor at CBS4? Interest level in the Miami Hurricanes right now versus the Miami Dolphins? They're both coming off bad losses, and they both have injured quarterbacks. The Dolphins, though, play the Raiders on Sunday. The Hurricanes play Central Connecticut Saturday.
Well, I want to see if the hype is real between Van Dyke and Jake Garcia, because Jake Garcia is obviously one of their biggest recruits that they got a year ago. So you kind of want to see what the future holds, but maybe as
you know, if he's willing to go to those young guys, and let's say one of them absolutely balls out, do they stick with him? Because a lot of older guys stuck around, you know, in Bolden and King and Mallory, a lot of guys who could have gone on and tried their hand in the NFL, and they stayed behind, and the older guys aren't getting it done right now. So will Manny allow some of these younger guys to come in and give them a shot and say, hey, you know what, maybe we're going to shake up the deck a little bit here. It might not end up being the year we want, but going forward, at least we're going to learn what we have. There is an interest level there. I think, you know, Miami's deep at quarterback. It's hard to think that because they've lost two of their first three games, and Derek King, their best one, hasn't looked great. But I think they've recruited well there. Now it's time to see if they can actually develop these guys and give them a chance.
And, Mike, I honestly, in my heart, I believe there's going to be planes flying because I've seen it too many times with Al Golden. I just see it. I think there's going to be planes on Saturday. How do you feel about that? Like, if you're talking to the fan base or the guy that's about to charter this jet to leave from, what, Opa-locka Airport to take this banner up there, how do you feel about the banners and the planes?
Well, it sucks for the coaches, but quite honestly, listen, if you're a fan who works hard all week and – you know, you believe in this team and you spend your money on this team, and it's not cheap to go to games, whether it's college or professional, and you're not getting what you want out of them and you want to voice your displeasure, I'm not going to tell a fan how he can express his frustration, he or she can express their frustration. Now, as long as it's civil, you know, and people aren't getting like violent and over the top mean, planes are nothing new. That's part of almost the culture of college football. We see that all the time. Coaches know to expect that. I mean, that's not like a shocking thing that happens. It happens in every market, not just down here in South Florida. So if fans want to do that, I have no problem with it. As long as, you know, it stays within reason. But yeah, I think that comes with the territory. And you know what? They lost two of three. They should have lost three in a row. I think Manny's kind of expecting to hear some negativity as well.
Are you done with him? Have you lost faith in Manny Diaz as the head coach?
It's not so much Manny. It's just sort of overall with Miami. We were talking about this on our Sunday show. It's like, you have to care from the top down, from president to player. There has to be a level of, we're going to make a commitment to football. And if the changes need to be made, they need to be made. I can't blame Manny Diaz for taking a job at UM when they came calling, as opposed to going to Temple. You know, you can't blame him for that. He's made changes when he's needed to make changes. But I don't know. I don't like calling for people's jobs, so I won't. I think there just needs to be a bigger level of commitment from the program itself or for the school.
I'm with that. I don't like calling for people's jobs as well. I think people do that too cavalierly without thinking of the side effects.
But can Manny swing y'all? What if they win the Coastal?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, to me, you know, we are always prisoners of the moment, and we always have, you know, we've heard it a million times on this show, recency bias. Yeah. So right now, what everyone is thinking about is Michigan State, and it can't get any better. And then, I don't know. They win 75-0 on Saturday. Does that take the sting away just a little bit? I'm not telling you a win over Central Connecticut means the world, but they put up 75 points on Central Connecticut. They're humming along. They go and win the Coastal. They're playing in the ACC championship game. Then, you know, do you care about two out of the first three losses if the rest of them are? Not that we've seen anything that would indicate that is what the future holds. That's the problem.
That's the problem. Because you could go to the you could win the Coastal, good ACC title game, lose to Clemson or whoever, and you still end the year with like 9-3, 10-3, whatever it is, and you feel, okay, that was a step forward. And you look back at that Michigan State game and go, what the heck happened? But then you look back at the Alabama game and like, Alabama probably going to do that to us anyway. Yeah, I mean, you feel better. That's why I think you definitely have to let things play out.
Mike Cugno from CBS4, do you make your bed every morning?
No.
You do not.
Man. No, I don't know the last time I made a bed.
What?
He's a man.
Do you allow guests in the master bedroom?
No.
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 Mike,
I don't say, hey, come hang out in my room. No.
No. But if I was at your house and I wandered into the master bedroom, I'm on my phone. I'm just kind of wandering around. I go into your master bedroom. Do you jump on me?
No. I jump on you to tackle you to get out of there.
All right.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't mean jump on me to have sex. I meant jump on me to tackle me and get me out of there.
You're not Mike's type.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad that he let you know though. Oh, you're in here. All right.
Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
What
it's for the master. It's not for the guest.
All right.
Oh, the name connotes who goes in there. Right.
In my house, Cuño.
Wait, hold on. So wait, you let people in your room? In your room?
If they want. I always say mi casa, su casa, and it's the entire house, not just part of it.
Do you go to the bathroom with the doors open, too? Like, I don't get this is weird.
Well, no, but I mean, like, to keep you out of the master bedroom, I don't care if you go up in the attic either. Mi casa, su casa. You're my friend. Like, I'm not hiding anything.
And I appreciate that. And you're my friend, too, but I am not.
Well, it doesn't sound like I am. I can't come in the bedroom.
No, well, I wouldn't let family in. Let me put it that way. How about that?
Well, I don't know if they're really family, though. I don't really know if they're family, then.
No one's allowed in.
You're right here, Mike. He's the weird one. You're right.
Do you collect anything? Do you have any collections?
I collect, what's it called? Credentials.
New Times Awards.
Of all the events. Yeah, I collect new. I just got the one. I collect credentials. I have a big book of like big events and stuff.
So the places that you've been, you get a media credential for the Orange Bowl, for the national championship game. You keep all those. That's a collection. Crowder,
yeah, I do, because I go back and look at them and forget where I've been.
Right. Crowder is a huge collector.
I'm not a collector.
Yes, he is.
No, I don't.
In fact, we call him the collector.
I acquire assets.
That's a collection.
That I utilize.
No. No, that's a collection.
Like Mike just said, collecting credentials. He can't use those again, so that's a collection.
Memory. It jogs.
You're collecting memories. Yeah. I have a bunch of shoes, but it's not a collection because I use those shoes.
Hey, you don't use 200 pair at a time.
But I use them with my outfits.
He's a collector. Mike Cuño from
you collect. You collect Nikes or something?
I don't collect. I had a
yes,
Nike.
You do.
I had a Nike
oh,
deal.
Stop
Mike,
trying to couch it. You collect Nikes.
I had to use my money before the end of the year, so I have a bunch of shoes. I have 200.
How
pair
long
of
ago
shoes.
Was that?
10 years.
Oh, and you're holding on to them?
I still wear them.
Interesting. You have them in a little display area.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you do.
I have them in a closet.
On display.
On display
you
in a
built
closet?
A closet.
On display
you
in a closet.
You built a closet for your 200 pair of shoes.
Display in a closet.
Well, yes.
Hey, everybody come on in here in the closet.
Well, if you'd let people in the master bedroom, maybe people would see it.
I have Jordans in a closet. They're all in their boxes still because me and my fiance, we both like sneakers, so we keep them in the boxes, but we use them.
But you also collect them.
Like, there's a collection of them, but it's not like I wouldn't necessarily, they're not like mint condition.
No, but you collect Jordans.
This is my point, Mike. I love this point, Mike, because you have a lot of them does not mean it's a collection, right? Like socks and drawers and
different.
Eggs and
right.
eggs and bags
eggs.
Of chips.
Eggs.
Toilet paper. I buy hundreds of rolls of toilet paper
a year.
No, you
don't save them, though.
But I use them just like I use my shoes.
Yeah, but you don't buy and then collect and save toilet paper.
You use toilet paper. You use shoes.
Use a shoe until the shoe's done. So,
you can't when you collect 200 pair. That's my point. It's a collection. Just like he's got 100 Ed Hardy shirts, and he's got 4,000 DVDs.
I mean, Crowder, is it like, are you keeping them in mint condition? Like, is this like an investment?
No. I don't do that. Oh, like the sneakerhead weirdo crap? No,
yeah.
Mike.
You're the sneakerhead
weirdo. I had a Nike
then
deal.
A
and on December 31st, if I had $15,000 in 2007, it didn't roll over. So in December, I would get every Air Force One or every Jordan on the Nike site because my money didn't roll over.
Somebody texts in, Channing, if you're not a collector,
a hoarder,
then you're a hoarder. That's exactly what the texter said. If you're not a collector,
a
then you're a hoarder.
I'll go with hoarder. I've been called that.
The hoarder.
Without the der before.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure.
I'll ride with it.
Mike Cuño from CBS4. Thank you, Mike.
Anytime, guys.
We are collecting Mike Cuño appearances on this show.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And you know, FaceTime has this unique ring to it.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Collector.
That was the Hoarder now.
I'm sticking with the Collector. It annoys you too much.
I don't collect.
You and Mike Cuno collect kicks.
I won't get into it with
you. You know, we do have to do today. Because today, on this day in 1994, Shawshank Redemption was released to theaters, which is one of the greatest movies of all time.
And that take is one thing that we've never disagreed upon.
Right?
Yeah. And we love to argue.
Yep.
Shawshank's a hell of a movie.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Bingo.
And we once had Don Bailey Jr. pay homage to Shawshank Redemption during a Hurricanes broadcast. We had him reference Zihuatanejo, which is where Andy Dufresne ended up with his boat, Zihuatanejo. Do you have that line handy by any chance, or should I tease it for later?
I do. Not.
He is the best.
He is the best.
He is the best.
I have, no, because I have what we gave DBJ. And I made sure to prepare for this, but for
it's been
overwritten what he actually did, but I'll have it shortly.
So when you say you prepared for it, mentally? Like, you obviously didn't prepare for it. Because it hasn't been overwritten from the time that you supposedly prepared for it till 2:55.
All right, got it. It was just labeled something differently than it was on the...
Who labeled it?
Uh-oh.
It was me.
We'll do it in the next segment. We'll do it in the 3 o'clock hour. DBJ is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, but we'll listen to his Zihuatanejo call. I want to play for everybody, too. Maybe we can do this in the next segment. Did you hear Emmanuel Acho talking about Tua and the Miami Dolphins yesterday?
Love it.
I want to play that for everybody so that they can hear it. We have a big, big 3 o'clock hour planned for you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'll tell you where I'd go. Zihuatanejo.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.